People who abuse opioids are well aware of the risks of fentanyl, a drug that's up to 50 times more powerful than heroin. Fentanyl is approved by the FDA as a painkiller, but the versions often tied to overdose deaths are cooked up overseas and then shipped to the U.S. and mixed with heroin or other drugs. Buyers rarely know what exactly they're getting. So they're adopting new tactics to stay alive, as Martha Biebinger of member station WBUR reports.
At 37, Allison is having the experience most Americans face much later in life.
Basically, my entire generation is gone in 1 year, a year and 8 months. 30 people.
What do you think that's about?
It's the fentanyl.
Definitely.
It's definitely the fentanyl.
Unlike heroin, fentanyl routinely shuts down breathing in seconds.
It happens so fast, like instantly as soon as you do the shot.
Allison began using heroin 18 years ago, in her late teens.
In the past, it was something that you saw happening.
Like, yeah,
you
like
could
the
see the person slow down, the color would start to turn blue, and then they would go out within 10 minutes or so. Now
you'd be able to pick
instant.
Them up and say,
she and her friend Eddie have stopped by the Cambridge Needle Exchange Program. We're not using their full names because buying the drugs they're addicted to is a crime. Manager Megan Hines says fentanyl has everyone on edge.
Recently, we had a guy leave the bathroom and he just turned blue. I've never seen anyone turn blue that fast. And he just fell down and was out, not breathing.
Hines bent over the man to pump his heart, but he had wooden chest, a side effect of fentanyl.
Your chest seizes up. You literally have paralysis. And that's obviously really dangerous because if someone needs CPR, you can't do it.
Hines revived the man with naloxone, which she urges all clients to carry, and most do. That's one of the smart use rules Allison has adopted in this era of fentanyl. Others, stick to a dealer you trust, use with a buddy, and do a small test dose before the full shot.
But it's really hard to tell these days, even if you do a tester shot.
Because grains of fentanyl aren't mixed uniformly in a bag. Recently, Allison, who's homeless, got high before falling asleep in a friend's tent. The next morning, Allison used what was left.
And I actually said to my friend, I said, well, I can't believe I only saved myself this much. It was a very small amount, like a third of what I did the night before, and I overdosed on it.
The friend had to use 2 doses of naloxone to revive Allison. Fentanyl is becoming more common because it's cheaper to produce than heroin, and small, potent amounts can be mailed easily. These days, says Sean, you have to assume all dope is mixed with fentanyl.
Most of us know that that's what we're getting. And if you don't believe it, you're living in a fairy tale world.
Allison and Eddie try to avoid fentanyl, but they'll take anything to avoid withdrawal.
And with literally feels like your skin is crawling off, you're sweating profusely, your nose is running, your eyes are running. And that's all you can focus on. You can't think.
Some drug users seek fentanyl's fast, intense high. But Allison doesn't like it because the high fades more quickly than heroin. That means she has to find more money to buy more dope or take other drugs to try to extend the fentanyl high.
Which is increasing the overdoses as well because you're getting a fast rush, but it doesn't last, so people are mixing.
Older drug users say this moment with fentanyl is the worst they've seen. 68-year-old Suge twists a towel in his hands.
Addicts are dying, like, every day. It's crazy, man. Excuse me. Nobody seems to give a damn.
Suge says he's grateful for this needle exchange, which hasn't lost anyone to an overdose. That's in contrast to the streets outside, where the death toll keeps rising. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.